Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to call this meeting to order. Okay, today we have the Board of Regents and its ad hoc Chief of Staff and Special Counsel to the Board Search Committee. Beginning today in the Nevada System of Higher Education offices in the South. Before we go to the actual agenda, if we can have a quick committee roll call. Angela, would you be willing to do that for us today up north?
Yes, sir. Chair Moran?
Yes, ma'am.
Vice Chair Geddes?
Here.
Regent Brooks?
Here.
Regent McAdoo?
Here.
Regent McMichael?
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you very much. We will then go to the land acknowledgement that we have. Before beginning, I'd like to take a quick moment to recognize that here in Nevada, we stand on the land of the Washishu, which is Washoe, the Numu, which is the Northern Paiute, the Nui, which is the Western Shoshone, and the Nuu, which is the Southern Paiutes. We take a moment to recognize and honor their stewardship that continues into today. With this recognition, we state an intention to rightfully include their voice and respect them as the 27th sovereign tribal nation and of Nevada. Having said that, I'd like to go to public comment, which is item number one on our agenda of today, January 28, 2022. I'd like to first start off by going to Elko. Do we have public comment in Elko?
Mr. Chair, there is no public comment in Elko at this time.
Thank you so much. I'd like to go to system offices in Reno. Do we have public comment in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
Thank you so much. And then finally, we'll go to Las Vegas. I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas, so we will turn from item number one, which is public comment, to item number two, which is the organization and search procedures. I'd like to just briefly, if I may, before we get into this item, just kind of lay out a few things in terms of the search committee and what the goals are of the search. As we all know, we have been charged by the chair pro tem to select a special counsel to the board, somewhat similar to a chief legal officer that would represent the board and would assist the board with legal matters, administrative matters, and so on and so forth. If I can, I'd like to turn to Ms. Sherry Olson to give us a rundown of the timeline associated, since Ms. Olson is the head of human resources. If Ms. Olson would mind giving us a rundown of the timeframes associated with this particular item, just so we can lay out the timeline moving forward before we get into parameters.
Yes, good morning. Sherry Olson for the record. The position will be posted today at the discretion of this committee. And again, we will receive word on how long you would like the position to be posted. At the close of the posting, the interim chief of staff, myself, and a third party who has been identified as Joe Sunbury will come together to review the applicants for minimum qualifications. Those who meet minimum qualifications will then move forward for review for finalists or semi-finalists, depending on the decision, some of the decisions today. We will move forward from there.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Olson. Really appreciate your time and efforts on behalf of the system, obviously, but also in regards to this particular endeavor as well. I would like to just, if I could, speak directly to my colleagues, board members. What we're trying to look at this point in time is to create some sort of a motion moving forward on the advertising component of this particular item, and then the secondary item would have to do with the narrowing of candidates and what that looks like moving forward. And again, I'd like to take those in two separate motions, but I want to also hear from my vice chair, Mr. Jason Geddes, if there's any thoughts he has with regards to advertisement and the process for narrowing the candidates and pool and selection finalists. And then we can turn to our board membership as well and see if there's any thoughts that they'd like to put out there just prior to either entertaining motions or discussing what it is that they feel would be in the best interest of the system. Mr. Geddes?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would really, as I've emphasized previously, defer to staff, and I would look at Sherry as far as the posting, what she thinks would be appropriate posting and how to get the information out there. I think in the first couple of rounds, we got a handful of very good candidates that I thought could have come forward, and that was run through Sherry in her office. So I would defer to her in putting that together and putting it out and what she would recommend. And then her working with Carrie on the timeline. As you know, we've got a lot of meetings coming up and some interim committees that we're part of. And I would just ask them to look at the calendar and sync up the calendar between Sherry and Carrie on what would be possible for a date for us to get back together. And then I would recommend that we just keep the position open long enough where we think we can get some very good candidates. It's been posted a couple of times, so I think everybody knows it's out there and it's coming back up again. So it's not really going to be a big surprise to people. So I would defer to the two of them to put together a calendar and a cut date, and then we can schedule the meeting for review. And then with Sherry, Carrie, and Joe making that initial cut, I think really what we need to decide today is how many do we want. And traditionally, you know, it's been for us 4 or 5 for the finalists, but we may want them to put together 10 or 12 that we take a first run at as a paper cut and then bring back, you know, 3 or 4 for final interviews. And that would be my basic recommendation, Mr. Chair.
No, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. And I guess we'll go to our board membership here in Las Vegas first. Mr. Brooks, do you have any thoughts?
Thank you. I appreciate that. My thoughts are in alignment with exactly what Regent Geddes just said. And I really have a lot of faith in Joe, Carrie, and HR to really formulate the timeline in terms of what this looks like and how it should be done with realistic expectations of deliverables. So thank you for the question.
No, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Mr. McMichaels?
I too agree with Regent Geddes' assessment as to how we should proceed.
Thank you, Mr. McMichaels. And then finally, do we have Ms. McAdoo?
I will just say ditto to all the comments. Thank you.
Terrific. Well, that's fabulous because great minds think alike. I feel the same way. If we can now turn to our assistant staff attorney, Tina Russom, if you can go through the two items that we're considering and what the board will be contemplating moving forward this morning with.
So it's my understanding, I apologize, Tina Russom, Deputy General Counsel for System Administration. In looking at agenda item number 2, it is legal suggestion that there be consideration of 2 specific elements for this motion, specifically one regarding the advertising of the position, specifically where and then for how long. We can defer to Sherry Olson, HR Director, specifically for where and for how long. I believe it's staff's recommendation that the window that the position be open for is approximately 45 days. And then separately, there should also be a motion in regards to narrowing the pool of candidates, specifically who that should be and what number that should be after that first narrowing. So the Board of Regents on December 3rd voted to have the interim chief of staff, the human resources director, and then also the chief internal auditor to narrow the pool down initially. And then they will vet that and bring those numbers back, or those rather the, those packets back to the group for review. But historically, at that point, it has been the chief of this committee, the interim chief of staff, and then also a third potential person that has then vetted the pool of so let me rephrase this. The minimum qualifications is who the first pool would be reviewing. So the interim chief of staff, the chief internal auditor, and the human resources director would be narrowing the pool specifically for minimum qualifications. Once that minimum qualification threshold has been assessed, they will then present those documents to a second vetting group, and it's for this committee to vote today who those individuals would be. Historically, that has been the chair of this committee, the chief interim, or the interim chief of staff, and then staff would also recommend a third individual being present, and that's at this committee's discretion.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Russom. If we can turn now to Ms. Olson again, could you speak specifically with regards to staff recommendation relative to the advertisement component of this motions?
Sure. Sherry Olson, Director of Human Resources for System Administration. I will look at where we posted the last time and recommend that we post in the same locations. But I am also open to any additional recommendations. It is our practice to post all of our positions within our workday system, so that would be both internally and externally. It will be posted on the NSHE career page. We also post to Diversity Jobs, Chronicle of Higher Education, Dieter, and other locations throughout the state. The State Bar of Nevada, Chamber of Commerce, Higher Ed Jobs, Indeed, and LinkedIn. Those are the locations that we posted last time. And we can post in the same locations again. If there are additional locations, I'm happy to post there as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Ms. Olson. And if I can, I believe that we have a motion on the advertisement component before we move to the narrowing of candidates. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Vice Chair.
No, I'll wait till that motion's done. My question was on the next one.
No, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Going to
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Laura Perkins here.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just an additional, could we post it to our social media sites also? Like our Twitter, our page, et cetera.
I'd like to defer that question to either Ms. Russom or Ms. Olson.
This is Sherry. Yes, we can post to all of our social media sites. So that, again, would just include Indeed, LinkedIn, and I'm hearing Twitter as well. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you for joining us, Regent Perkins. Going back to Regent Brooks.
Thank you. I just wanted to make the motion in terms of the advertisement. The motion is to follow the recommendations of Sherry Olson, who is HR director, with all of the listings that she has described, including the social media assets.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Do we have a second on the motion?
Regent McAdoo seconds the motion.
Oh, thank you, Regent McAdoo. Is there any discussion on the motion? No discussion on the motion. One item of interest, in terms of the time frames, can I ask Ms. Russom, a specific recommendation on the time frames and see if we can't make that as part and parcel of the motion made by Regent Brooks and seconded by Regent McAdoo.
Tina Russom, Deputy General Counsel. It's my understanding that it is staff's recommendation that this pool or this position be open for approximately 45 days. So that has not been part of the motion. Is there an appetite for including that in the motion?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Russin.
I'd be happy to have a friendly amendment to the initial motion. Can you give me the hard date in terms of 45 days? That would be March.
What I have in my notes is Friday, March 18th would be the proposed deadline.
Perfect.
And that would allow 45 days for, again, the recommendation made because sure. staff feels they can get this
no,
accomplished.
Perfect. Then I'd like to add that the closing date be March 18th.
Terrific.
For the okay. posting of this position.
Thank you, Regent Brooks. On our second, Regent McAdoo?
Yes, I accept that.
Oh, thank you, Regent McAdoo. Is there any discussion on this particular motion? No discussion on the motion. Can we just have a vote on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All against? None. That motion will pass. Let's move on to the second item. Regent Geddes, again, this is on the process aspect of this particular item. Can you give us some background on that particular item, and can you tell me what you think would be the best course moving forward? Sounds like you have some ideas and thoughts.
Not entirely sure of the best course, Mr. Chair. It was kind of a question for Ms. Russum, but so as I understand it, on March 18th, we will close. And then Sherry, Carrie, and Joe will review all the applications we have that have been submitted by March 18th. They will cut that list based on who meets all the minimum qualifications. And then from there, that list would go to you, to Sherry, and to a third entity yet to be identified. And then from that pool, and it could be anywhere from 10 to 50 who meet those minimum qualifications. And then that group of three would narrow that down to a group of 3 to 5 for us to interview, or would we narrow that down to a group of 10 to 12 for the committee to do a paper cut and say, based on these 10 or 12 that this group of three have identified, these are the 3 to 5 people we want to bring in for an interview. And I was just unclear on where we made that cut, whether it's you and the other two who bring it down to the group of 3 to 5, or if the committee gets the bigger look at it and then narrows it down on a paper cut prior to interviews. And I think Ms. Russum said something about that, and I was just trying to clarify if it's a two-step or a one-step.
No, thank you, Vice Chair Geddes. Ms. Russum?
Tina Russum, Deputy General Counsel. Thank you for the question. It's truly at the pleasure of this committee. Staff's recommendation is that, pursuant to board action from December 3rd, that three individuals, specifically Interim Chief of Staff, the Chief Internal Auditor, and then the Human Resources Director, narrow the pool of all applicants that have applied for this position by March 18th, and that they specifically narrow that pool by simply looking at minimum qualifications. Once minimum qualifications have been vetted, those candidates that pass and meet the minimum qualification expectations would then be forwarded on to a second group to vet those. And as you stated, Regent Geddes, it's staff's recommendation that it would be at that point reviewed by the chair of this committee, the interim chief of staff, and then a third person that this board could select as an independent individual to assess those. So it would not be the HR director, it would be the interim chief of staff, as that is what's historically occurred in this vetting process. So specifically in regards to your question of whether it would be a two-step or a three-step, that is at the pleasure of this committee. It is staff's recommendation that it proceed forward the way that I've just verbalized to you, specifically because of the time and the importance of this role. If there is another interim step where those candidates are then brought back before the committee to conduct an initial interviewing round and then to narrow it from there down to finalists to event, then again interview, that would of course delay continuing moving this position to finality. So given that it is staff's recommendation that it be narrowed with the processes I've provided so that that way we can conclude this process and make a hiring decision by about May.
Thank you, Ms. Russom. Anything further?
And Mr. Chair, I agree with what you said there, and I guess with that, I'm more comfortable with the two-step process, but maybe we have a bigger pool. So as opposed to the 3 to 4 we generally bring in, when you and Carrie and the third person narrow it down, maybe we get 6 or 7 so that, the whole committee has a better look at what the pool looks like. And then we can skip that paper cuts step and then bring 6 or 7 back to the full committee. So I like that idea. Thank you, Ms. Russell.
No, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Mr. Brooks, do you have any thoughts?
Thank you. I do. Just to clarify what Regent Geddes was suggesting was initially it would be Carrie, Joseph, and Sherry that take a look at all the applicants. They find the minimum qualifications, those who meet those expectations. Out of that pool, then it would be you as the chair of the committee and Joseph and Carrie that would whittle that down now to I thought it could possibly be maybe 4 candidates, but I believe Regent Geddes is looking for about 6 or 7 out of that pool to bring forward. Okay. Is that essentially the...
Yes, Regent Brooks, again, that is exactly how I understand it happening, and that would be the way that I think it should happen because it coincides sure. with his history and what we've done prior in prior searches, whether this search or presidential searches.
Is the as the chair, are you looking for more discussion on this, or should we just move to a motion?
I think we can move to a motion. The only thing that I thought would be important for consideration, I did want to go to the other board members. Member McAdoo, is there any thoughts that you have or any discussion that you have on this particular item? I'd like to hear your ideas and thoughts as well.
Well, I probably mostly just have a question just about a comment. I thought I heard Ms. Russom say that the committee would be selecting the third person for that next pool. Is that correct? And so if the committee is selecting that third person, I'm just trying to be clear on mentioning names in the open meeting. Does that literally mean that the committee is nominating a third person or making a motion with the name of a third person and we're voting on that today? Could you just clarify that for me, please?
Sure, I can clarify that. So the idea, I think, from what I've been explained and how I understand it, is that we will be voting on the 3-member panel that will be looking at these applicants that have already been either determined suitable by the prior 3-member panel that would include, obviously, interim Chief of Staff Carrie Nikolajewski and our Chief Internal Auditor Joe Sunbury, along with our Human Resources Director, Ms. Sherry Olson. They will make determinations as to whether or not they satisfy the parameters. Now, once those have been satisfied and those applications have been forwarded along, what the board is tasked with, this particular ad hoc committee is tasked with, is determining the number of individuals they forward along after they have decided minimum qualifications, number one, and number two, whether or not there's going to be, you know, the number that we're going to consider moving forward. So those are the two, that is one item, and then obviously who's going to serve on that particular committee. So those are the two items that we're contemplating right now. Regent Brooks, do you have something additionally?
Thank you. It seemed to me like while we talked about a third person in terms of whittling down that pool to bring back to the committee, I thought the 3 were already named in the discussion, and that was you as the chair, our chief of staff, and then the internal auditor. Those would be the 3 individuals that would then bring these candidates forward to the committee.
Yeah, so the way I understand it is the board's already charged the folks that will be looking at the minimum qualifications. Once those minimum qualifications have been either checked off or not checked off, we're going to decide how many of those individuals will be forwarded to the chair of this particular committee, along with our interim chief of staff, Carrie Nikolajewski, and then the 3rd member would be obviously Mr. Sunbury, who's our chief internal auditor. And then those would be brought back, obviously, to this board. We would consider, deliberate, and then forward a candidate onto the full board for final decision in hiring.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense to me. And so just to Regent McAdoo's point, the three have already been named.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it still has to be approved. I mean, it has to be approved by this particular board first. So there has to be a motion for that, as I understand that. Is that correct, Ms. Russom?
Tina Russom, Deputy General Counsel, to you, Chair, or rather to Regent Brooks, through you, Mr. Chair. The three individuals have not specifically been named. There's been conversation that you've been present for today, but the board itself on December 3rd only voted specifically naming the HR director, interim chief of staff, and then the chief internal auditor for the minimum qualification group. The board did not give specific direction as to who would then review the applicants once minimum qualifications have been vetted. So that is before this committee and for this committee to decide.
So if it's okay with you, Chair, I'd like to make a motion then that the three people who take a look at the pool of candidates after that pool has been selected by Sherry Olson, Joe Sandberry, and Carrie, who is the chief of staff, would then be delivered to you as the chair, and would also keep Joseph Sunbury and Carrie as part of that group that would then determine, and I believe the number Regent Geddes was looking for was six. I don't have any objections to that number. I feel maybe a smaller pool would speed things up, but I have no objection to bringing back six qualified candidates for the committee to review.
Thank you, Regent Brooks. Regent McAdoo, did you have some further thought, idea?
I would like to second that motion, but then I have a question.
Okay, terrific. And go ahead then. Let's go ahead into discussion on it. Regent McAdoo, go ahead.
So it would be a question that may lead to a friendly amendment. Just wondering, if by chance we didn't have six qualified candidates, we have set ourselves into a place of not having that. So it seems to me we would need maybe a range up to six or four to six or three to six. I don't know. I just think to have the exact number of six could pose a possible problem. Thank you.
And Mr. Chair, if I may, I mean, my suggestion would be four to seven and then leave it up to the group of three. I would like to see more candidates since we're not doing the paper cut so that the committee can look at more. But if there's only four worth moving forward, then so be it. So I would recommend four to seven to Regent McAdoo's concern.
Okay, so I would approve the friendly amendment of four to seven rather than the six.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and then also Regent McAdoo. I believe that Regent Brooks had one further thing to add.
I'm going to accept the friendly amendment that Chair McAdoo had just stated. I think it is important that we not have a set number per se, but maybe at least a number of three or more qualified candidates, which leaves it open for the interpretation of the three who will select from that pool of qualified candidates who can be brought back to the board.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Mr. McMichael, do you have any thoughts?
My thoughts are that the proposal that's coming forward is reasonable, and I would accept that.
Thank you, Mr. McMichaels. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all of the comments made by this particular ad hoc committee. I am in agreement with everyone's comments. I think that they're all valid. I think that they all make sense, and I think we're all trying to do the best to secure the very best person for this job. This is a really, really important hire for the system. It's an incredibly important hire for our board in particular. And I'm just glad to see this thing moving forward with light speed. One item I'd like the board to consider, however, in talking to staff and in looking at their recommendations over the course of the last couple of months, is I understand that it is very, very difficult to get through these applications. And I'm talking about minimum qualifications. I'm talking about the three-member panel that will be looking at minimum qualifications and whether or not the numbers should be 5 to 7 or possibly somewhere along the lines of 3 to 4 in terms of candidates that are being passed along to the secondary level for consideration by this particular board. Ms. Nikolajewski, could you give us some assistance in terms of the process? Maybe this is a better question for our Human Resources Director, Ms. Olson, but I'm trying to understand how much more difficult would it be to do 4 or 5 as opposed to 3 or 4? What is the recommendation in terms of, after having gone through minimum qualifications, how many individuals do you think we should be bringing back to this particular committee for consideration?
Thank you, Chair Moran. Carrie Nikolajewski, Interim Chief of Staff, for the record. I think the most important part is to give some flexibility and have a range. So I think the not locking us into 6 to 7, but bringing that out a little bit is key. And you can even say, I mean, you could say 4 to 7 with a preference of 6 to 7, or, you know, just as long as the range is allowing some flexibility to bring the best, but not restrict, that would be my recommendation. So I think we got there with that friendly amendment.
Okay.
And I would be pleased to move forward that way.
All right, terrific. And Vice Chair Geddes, is that okay with you?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, terrific. Then we have a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Well, that was easy, relatively painless, and now the work begins. So that being said, I want to go ahead and move from item number 2 to number 3, which is new business. Do we have any new business, Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chair, I would like to recommend one item of new business, and it would be for you or the committee to recommend to the Chair Pro Tem that we look at securing counsel for the board on an interim basis until we actually get this position filled, because it looks like it's going to be 3 to 4 months. And I would like us on, you know, an ad hoc basis to be able to hire somebody to advise the board. I know boards in the state have done that in the past when they've had vacancies where they've been able to hire someone to come in, sit in with the board, advise them, and then sit in the board meeting. So I would like to make that recommendation that we look at hiring somebody immediately to serve until we get this position filled.
No, I appreciate that, Mr. Vice Chair, and we will definitely put that on the top of the list for consideration. I think you're exactly right about that. Is there any other comment for new business? Ms. McAdoo up in the north?
I don't have any. Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Brooks?
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Mr. McMichaels.
Yes. For disclosure, I would like to be able to be as transparent as possible, and I'd like to see that the budget for this search would be included in any of the documents that will be available to the public, either at the beginning or end, so that we could see exactly how much was expended and is it in line with prior searches.
No, thank you, Mr. McMichaels. I appreciate that. And okay, terrific. Then do we have anything else, any other new business that we want to contemplate, whether it be in Elko, in Reno, or here down in the south in our system offices? I don't see anything, so we'll go ahead and turn from number 3, which is new business, to number 4, public comment. I will start off in Elko. Is there any public comment up in one of my favorite places in all of Nevada?
Mr. Chair, there is no public comment in Elko at this time.
You guys, do you have snow up there? That's the question I have.
It's actually pretty much melted. We haven't had any since the Christmas, New Year's holiday time frame.
Well, I hope that you
at least in town.
Very, very. It must be beautiful up there. Okay, and in Reno, do we have any public comment in Reno? Seeing none, no public comment here in Las Vegas. That will basically adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for your time.